my cousin.
This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to the Wednesday episode. Of course, radio-friendly for your little subtle ears. Let's call it PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13.
PG-13. Jason, you need to be a little closer to the mic than that.
Is there. That good?
That's good. Of course, Jason and Kareem joining me as always.
Good to be here.
Good to have you, sir. And Mel Gelbart makes her spectacular return to the show.
Hey, fellas.
Woohoo.
It's good to
Hello.
Have you.
Hey, thanks.
As the summer of Sam continues and the summer of guest hosts past, ghosts of guest hosts past. Ghosts of host pass? I don't know. Either way, it makes no sense. Mel's back, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm a little cranky.
Mm-hmm. That's just how we like you.
You know, a little ornery.
What happened? You had a lot of stuff going on. You had a little comedy stylings going on. What you got coming up?
On the 20th, we have Lady Business. It's an all-night of lady comedy because we have Lady Business, and that's followed by a lady jam. So we're inviting all female improvisers to come up and play with us.
Oh, very nice.
Ooh,
so
I want to just
like to support our ladies.
So if your side, if you're worried about your sides hurting from laughing too much, remember, it's a night of all ladies.
Oh.
So it's a way to ease in. Easy and get the sides in laughing order.
Starting the sexism early. You in the Olympics.
That is a night that I will come out just to watch.
True that. No, you know what? You should go out and see Lady Business. They're a great group of female improvisers. But not just female improvisers. They're great improvisers just in themselves. So
thank you, Jason.
Go out and see those ladies.
Mel is a delightful improviser.
She is.
I can be funny with or without in a, I don't even have a uterus and I'm funny, so I'm half man almost, I think. I don't know.
Which half?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to swear.
You just did.
Let me see your fingers.
Was that a swear?
Yeah, unless you were talking about the birds, yes.
Oh.
Unless you were referring to a city.
It's all good. It's
Detroit.
All good.
sorry, listeners. I get out of practice.
That's okay. There's just going to be an edit there. So that's fine.
Then they're going to think I said something even worse.
Yeah, we'll see. it's all part of the fun of the show. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So the Lady Business coming up at Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Yes.
That's on 20th Street between J and K. For just kidding. No, that's actually where it is. I'm not kidding. That's where it is.
Yeah.
20th between J and K.
Yeah.
Listen for the loud thumping music from the gay clubs. You'll hear it. It'll be there.
It's really loud when we have like Second Saturday and the street party is going on.
Oh my God. I always worry about doing shows at the Comedy Spot on Second Saturday because
it's a little
it's so
stressful.
Loud.
It's true. True. I thought it was because you had to park even further away.
Well, that too. I mean, that's probably the biggest reason that I don't like it. Because once you're inside the club and you're doing a show, I mean, like, I can't worry about that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's coming up, so check out Mel live on stage, and in the meantime, she's going to be here. So let's get right into it. Gentlemen, how was your week? Kareem, you have a smooth week, did you?
Man, if this wasn't, you're lucky you reminded me this is not the swear show.
That's right.
Because it's been that kind of week.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's only... early in the week.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a week since we've recorded a show, so it's been a full week.
So last week ended crappy, and then this week started crappy.
Oh, the snake with two buttholes. That's what I call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I'm coining that one.
Yeah, you should.
At this point, I'm lucky I still have a job.
Mm.
Oh, man.
I've taken to just, I go into my office in the morning, I close the door, and I don't come out. That's my new MO.
Watches YouTube all day.
Yep. Heck with them.
That's right.
There's just too much dumb.
There's a lot. There's a lot to deal with. And so it's all coming up. Jason, how was your week? I hope it was better than Kareem's.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, my life is, I mean, like I started that new job.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like my first week there and It's amazing. First of all, I don't have the responsibility of being a manager, you know, so like I don't have to worry about that S and dealing with a bunch of 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old people, which they're great. And I love all of you, you know, the ones that listen to the podcast, which I know.
But I don't want to supervise you.
Yeah, right? Because I don't like being mean, and you have to be mean when you're a manager. You have to.
What?
So I'm a nice guy, so being mean is stressful for me. But I understand that needs to be done, and I will do it for money. So
I have to do it at the comedy club, and I don't even get that much money.
Yeah.
I had to do evaluations this week of all my performers.
Oh.
Ooh.
Stressful, because I love them all.
So nobody is getting a raise.
Nobody's getting a raise.
Oh,
we did do some promotions, which was good.
That's good.
And the other thing too is we had my my brother's bachelor party was on Saturday night, and it was
good. Good that you had that before the Monday show dropped.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
If you haven't heard Jason's epic rant on the Monday show, you should probably go back and listen to that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So now that you've heard the rant before the bachelor party, and we had the bachelor party. It was co-ed for the first half of the day, and we did the Olympics. And the funny thing is I've grown up in a family where everybody's perpetually late. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, like a good late, like half hour, 45 minutes, even when they're supposed to be somewhere before everybody else arrives.
He was born a poor black child.
So, I mean, that's just the way it is in my family. I just, there's no, it's, and I love everybody. And this is not a bad, it's just the way it is. But my wife, she comes from a very different type of family in that they're on time, and being on time means that you're early, and that's just the way she is. So we were early to all the events, which meant we were the first one there to all the events, which was good because we were able to reserve things.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I was born a poor black
child.
Some things never change.
Great movie. And then we went to the recording studio. Shout out to Jay Intel in Amina Studios. For bringing us in, letting us record 2 hours there. My brother was drunk, hammered, and did 10 freestyle raps.
Wow.
Yeah, which is crazy. It's a lot. And I would say of the 10, there's three pretty good stuff. There's pretty good things that he did. So I was really impressed with what he came up with, and maybe he's going to have a hit one day. I don't know.
He'll be the king of Manteca.
Exactly.
Mel, we already talked about the comedy. Otherwise, how have you been?
Good. I'm playing in a bocce league.
Oh.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys remember a long time ago when I think I was actually a regular on the show I was playing, and then I stopped playing for a while.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were in a league. I thought it was like just a casual bocce thing.
No, I'm in a league. Though I'm on the beginner's night now, which is apparently angering some people. Because people remember me.
They think you're a ringer now.
Right.
Okay, black man on the show, you need to explain what bocce is.
Oh, okay. So it's, Google it. I don't know. It's an Italian game on a long rectangular court. Traditionally, it's on crushed oyster shells and dirt, but ours are sort of turf because it's easier maintenance. And you throw a little ball, and then you try to get bigger balls closer. And the closest person to the little ball gets the points. But everything moves, so if you hit the ball, you can move it. You can hit the other people's balls out of the way. Bottom line is, it's sort of like bowling and horseshoes.
No, it's like curling. It's exactly like
no,
curling.
No, it's not. You don't move stuff out of the way. Nobody can go onto the court, but
no,
you.
Nobody sweeps. You don't sweep.
Right.
But it's like curling. The scoring is exactly like curling.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. You're trying to get closest to the target.
And whichever one gets the closest one gets the points.
So you're lucky I watched the Winter Olympics to know what curling is. Otherwise, the rest of the black people wouldn't know what you're talking about.
It's true. Yeah, I like that your comparison to Kareem is curling, because that's a sport he's also really familiar
with.
He's
a man of the world. He knows things.
It's like shuffleboard. I mean, that's probably the easiest way.
Anytime you want to go play, I will take you down to the courts and we'll play some bocce. You'll love it.
Okay.
It's fun.
I got to go, Leslie and I got to go down to Monterey this weekend to visit my best man, Hootie, and his lovely wife, Amy, who's also in the wedding.
Cool.
And, yeah, Saturday in Monterey.
Awesome.
It was sweatshirt weather. Because in Monterey, it's about 60 degrees all year round.
Yeah.
And I could use some of that right now.
Yeah. It was very nice. And so we hung out with them and had some brewskis, did a little Pokemon hunting down by Fisherman's Wharf, which is a great place to do it. You got the water Pokemon. You got the bunch of Pokestops right there. So you can just sit there and spin and get Pokeballs.
Okay, cool.
I hate it when that happens, when you get Pokeballs.
I heard a guy got shot right by Ghirardelli Square.
Well, yeah, people get shot in San Francisco. It'll happen.
It's a weird thing, though, to be playing such a friendly, easy, sweet game of pokey catching and then get shot in the chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just bad pokey luck.
It is. I don't think they've arrested anybody yet, at least as we're recording this. So I wouldn't blame Pokemon for that, although he probably wouldn't have been by the water if not for the game. But hey, you know, he died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to laugh.
Well, it was meant to be funny, but in a morbid sort of way.
It was funny.
All right. So this week, something great has happened.
Oh, yes.
Your 90s dreams are coming true as Crystal Pepsi is back in stores in the U.S. The color-free, caffeine-free soda, first introduced in 92, discontinued after only a year. Over 38,000 people recently signed a Change.org petition to bring back the drink, and Pepsi heard the consumer cries. I think I signed that.
It's amazing the things that we do with petitions, and we can get Crystal Pepsi, but we can't actually get any real change in this country. Go us.
Go us.
It's a company responding to demand. It was introduced into Canada on July 11th. They've had it for about a month. The reception there has been remarkable. We're listening to the commercial featuring Van Halen that they launched it with.
You had to know that Van Halen sold out when this happened. Like if you were a Van Halen fan up to this point, it's like if you were a Jefferson Airplane fan when Starship, We Built the City came out. Like, it's probably just about the same feeling, I'm sure.
I was fine with it. I like Crystal Pepsi. It's caffeine-free and it's clear, and otherwise it tastes like Pepsi, which is way too much for people who can't handle the fact that it's not brown.
I had no problem with Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. I don't drink caffeine-free pop. That's silly.
But you
say pop as though that's a good an acceptable way to express what soda is.
Thank you. Shut up.
Well, it's okay. You're from Ohio, and Ohio had a good week this week. It's rare. An Ohio university unveiled a new arrival on campus. What is it? It's a pizza ATM.
Yes.
Best thing ever.
That sounds awesome.
A new ATM at Xavier University doesn't dispense $20 bills. It dispenses pizza, and it promises you a fresh slice in 3 minutes. This is the first pizza ATM in North America. It holds 70 slices at a time. So far, users say it's the best pizza they've ever had.
Mm. If you're looking...
They were drunk, and they don't know any better.
It's awesome. I want Taco Bell to do one.
Here, that would be a little harder. Basically, it's a 12-inch diameter pizza medium costs $9 from the machine.
That's awesome.
And the pizza vending machine is hot. That's according to a university spokesman.
It's pretty cool. Not going to lie. I wonder if the pizza is so good because they're like, this better be the best pizza people have ever had. this pizza is horrible. Like, it would not sell for sure.
It would, because drunk people are the ones buying it.
I don't know, man. Have you seen those sad pizzas at like the 7-Eleven, the AMPMs before? Like, they're usually at least 3/4 full.
Cause... Right, but this is in the dorm. You don't have to leave the dorm.
It's great. I was sad when I saw the article because I misread it originally, and it said Ohio University. I was like, go Bobcast, we have a vending pizza machine. Oh, it's at Xavier.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And Ohio University.
Not the...
right.
The Ohio State University.
Hey, how dare you.
That's somebody else. This also came out this week. Suge Knight is notorious for intimidating nearly everyone in the music industry. Even now, the former head of Death Row Records sits in jail awaiting trial for murder and attempted murder after a hit and run in January of 2015. And not even Eminem was immune to his wrath, as revealed by Eminem's former bodyguard, Byron Big Naz Williams, in an interview with the Murder Master Music Show. That's must listen for me. According to Big Naz, it all went down at the Source Awards. Shocking. In 2001, when Eminem performed at the event, the bodyguard knew his job was going to be a tough one that night. He said, "We were at the Source Awards, and we all knew historically in the past, the Source Awards, someone always gets shot."
Great.
That's the tagline. The Source Awards.
That is true.
Someone always gets shot.
Is that like a badge of honor? Well, I got shot at the Source Awards.
I can't even be mad about you saying it.
I should have known. That was our first encounter with Suge Knight and his henchmen. M was going up to his seat. The way they had the seating was all messed up, and the bodyguards couldn't sit with the artists. I think that was by design, because they think they really wanted the artists to be able to network with each other. But it also gives people who got a beef with artists an ability to get at them. We saw a scene starting to happen in the middle of the aisle where Slim Shady was sitting. He's beefing with all these guys in red shirts. Big Naz says, "Knight's affiliated with the Blood, so I come from where I was at. I had to come back around. I noticed M's face changing. He's turning like tomato red," I'm guessing to blend in with the shirts. "There's a sea of red guys around him. I had to bust through the middle, snatch him up like, 'Hey man, what the hell's going on up here?' And this is exactly what they said. 'Death row, MF-er, death row.'" Although they didn't abbreviate it like I did, because
yeah. It wasn't the Monday show.
Yeah, it was right. For them, it was the Monday show, but yeah. not for us.
Not for us.
So apparently, it was part of the East Coast, West Coast thing.
It was a Dr. Dre thing, because yeah. he was still really upset about Dr. Dre leaving, and like he was hoping he would never have success. Like,
well, Dr. Dre's dead.
Dr. Dre's not dead.
It's a lyric, Jason.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
Oh, sorry. I'm too serious.
I love the headline. Suge Knight once sent goons for Eminem, which reminded me of this.
Who is it?
Goons.
Who?
Hired goons.
Hired goons.
Oh man.
Ah, Homer. I hope Crusher in Low Blow didn't hurt you.
You know, you could have just called me.
Oh, yes, but the telephone is so impersonal. I prefer the hands-on touch you only get with hired goons.
So who knew that Suge Knight and Mr. Burns had that much in common?
Suge Knight, to me, is like Gru or whatever from Despicable Me. He has henchmen and goons. I don't know much about him, but he's starting becoming a caricature.
He's always been a caricature.
Mm-hmm. A very dangerous
character. People were just scared to say it out loud.
that's very, very true. All right, well, let's get to this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Oh, you know what? I forgot about something. Hold on.
We have to go back.
Well, we can't continue where we are. I forgot one thing here. We don't have to go back. We just can't go forward.
We're trapped.
So the Olympics are on now. We mentioned curling earlier. They're on in Rio. And one of the most interesting things that happened is Leslie Jones started live tweeting the Olympics and like videos of her rooting. And it got so popular that NBC actually is sending her down to Rio to do, I guess, this that she's been doing in her living room live from there. I'll give you a little bit of a sample of it. Here's something from beach volleyball.
A very unaggressive roll shot, and April Ross just...
April Ross with the dig, bo. April Ross with the dig, bo.
I kind of love her so much.
Let's go to some Michael Phelps.
Let's get it crackling. Let's get a crack in my car.
Just over the start of the race. Let's see. I'm going to go back a little bit further. Find something. Oh, this one, she just tweets, "I want a shirt, Connor." So I'm not sure what this is.
Okay, seriously, Dwyer family, I want a shirt. You better give me one for Dwyer.
So this is going to barely be going on for the rest of the Olympics.
I'm glad she's having a good time.
And she was doing it like every 5 minutes. There was another 8-9 second video, like vines going up. And if you want to check it out, it's at Les Dogg, LESDOGGG on Twitter.
So apparently she live tweets that showed it all to white people watch that we don't watch on HBO.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And that's like really, really popular. It's so popular that Seth.
Yeah, they're doing an episode, right?
Yeah.
Now let's have a look at the weather. Louis.
The guy after.
Let's have a look at the.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
What? I'm sorry, my brain's not working right.
He must be important.
So Seth Meyers had her come up. He missed an episode of the Game of Thrones, and he went to her house to have her do what she does live tweeting the Game of Thrones. It is like the most hilarious thing you'll see.
You know, it does walk a line between hilarious and super annoying.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Now we can do this. First up in Cool or Tool, a pizza ATM. Jason.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. It's cool.
Kareem.
Cool.
Mel.
The only thing that would make it better is if it was actually at Ohio University, but it's still cool.
You know what would make it cooler if it were chicken wings?
I still like Taco Bell best.
Well, there's way too much that goes into Taco Bell.
An ATM taco? Oh, gosh.
An ATM taco. It just gets crushed down. I guess that would be like Taco Bell. Up next in Cooler Tool, M&M. M&M, Kareem.
M&M is cool. I like M&M.
Mel.
I am so old and white.
So's he.
Sure. My dad sang the Slim Shady song to me once in Old White Jew. It was amazing.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. M&M is definitely cool.
You know how I know M&M is cool? There were two M&M things that trended this week. One was this, and the other was Drake alluded to a rap battle with Eminem.
Yes.
And Eminem didn't have to say anything, and Twitter rose up and told Drake what was what.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, you can't just come after Eminem, who is a lyricist and writes his stuff, like when you have ghostwriters for all your major hits.
No,
ain't gonna happen.
Not only that, they made a movie about him doing that.
Yeah.
You want to wear Drake?
Yeah. I like some of the memes where he was back in his wheelchair.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
And finally in Cooler Tool, Leslie Jones. Mel.
Cool. I love it. I think she's joyful and fun, and she makes it so excitingly hilarious.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. She is definitely cool.
Kareem.
Cool.
I'm going to give it to her. Yeah, Leslie's cool.
Look at us. We're so agreeable
wow.
tonight. I know.
That's like a winning round.
That's never
of
happened.
Cool.
You know, the only thing that would be better is if more people were doing their shopping on Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah.
Imagine how agreeable we'd be then.
So agreeable.
We'd be even more agreeable.
Yeah. Oh, totally. It does not cost you anything extra. It does help support the show, and we do appreciate it. So please go ahead and do that. It's the Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. And we do appreciate it. So thank you very much in advance for that. All right. So we've all done stuff live on stage. And things happen.
Yes.
But when people are live on TV, people expect perfection. And that doesn't always happen. So sometimes we get the giggles. And BBC weather presenter Louise Lear is absolutely no different. Because for some reason... she just found something funny.
Weather, Louise. You're right.
Sorry. Quick.
I think we've lost her. I'll tell you what. We'll do that. Come back to me on camera three.
It's addictive
now, let's
for
get
me.
A weather update. Here is Louise Lear.
Thank you, Simon. Good evening, everybody. I'll try and keep it together because it's not a laughing matter with the weather in Scotland today. It's been pretty wet and windy with the strongest of the gusts of wind across Scotland and Northern Ireland. In fact, we've seen gale force gusts into Wales and across the north of England. We've had some... Sorry. We've had some sunshine with highs of 24 degrees. So that's 75 Fahrenheit. Let's move back to this area of low pressure that's been sitting across the northwest. It's been sitting across the northwest. She's trying to stifle a sneeze at this point.
That's how I am. Once I get going, it is very hard to regain my composure.
Yeah, she managed to do it, but it was not the easiest thing in the world for her to do. But,
that's adorable.
Of all the things that you know that could have happened to you live on TV, that's not too terrible. It was amusing and endearing.
Her shirt could have like blown off. That could have been worse,
or better. I mean, Louise is a handsome woman, is what I'm saying. Handsome woman.
The Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for small town news.
Ah, yes. We're going to Brownington, Vermont, which is my mother's hometown. God rest her soul. Headline, 40 oxen to move 1823, that's the year, by the way, Vermont schoolhouse to its original site. So a Vermont schoolhouse dating to 1823 was returned to its original site with the help of 40 oxen. The Burlington Free Press reports the oxen are going to pull the Orleans County Grammar School in Brownington, one-third of a mile down the road to its original location. Now, here's something that might be interest of Kareem. Alexander Twilight was the school's headmaster from 1829 until 1855. And according to Middlebury College, where Twilight studied, he was the first African-American known to have a degree from an American college or university.
Cool. Alexander Twilight.
Alexander Twilight. Were you aware of him?
I think I might have been. I have to Google him a picture.
He was the black guy in Vermont.
He's only two.
And who knows at that time. The school was abandoned after the Civil War and didn't operate from 1865 through 1870. By then, it moved from its original location in the Prospect Hill neighborhood to the Village Center. They make it sound like there's actually settled. There's like three houses there. with the addition of the schoolhouse, the Orleans County Historical Society now owns seven historic buildings near Prospect Hill. And the picture that you guys can see there, that is the old stone house museum for the Historical Society. My grandfather, in addition to being a farmer, was a curator there for a long, long time.
So did they just have some oxen like hanging around, or could they not afford heavy equipment? Or
Well, it's not quite like that. The oxen, when you actually do the... let me get rid of this and go to something else. When they actually did the move, one of my cousins went, because...
Most exciting thing that happened in that town?
It's small town. I mean, she drove from a different small town, so... You'll get a chance to see this in a second. Okay,
Alexander Lucius Twilight.
There you go.
That's a good vampire name.
I was just exactly thinking that.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was a good porn name.
Well, that too. But then it would just best be Lucius Twilight. Lucius Twilight sounds like a good porn name.
Or vampire.
Or vampire.
Let me see if I can get this up here so you guys
can
see.
That must be a fetish somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Vampire porn.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not that I've looked or anything.
not that Jason's looked. I mean, that would be weird, right? That would be totally weird.
Oh, man.
Totally weird. I'm trying to vamp here, so.
Yeah.
Let me see if we can get this up here.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to show you.
An actual video.
The photos.
Probably,
it's not the video. It's the photos from what happened. But basically.
Is this stuff you're going to be putting up on the website?
You'll be able to find it.
Okay.
So they do have teams of oxen that came out. It's not going to work out right.
It's probably a rotating team, yeah?
I'm sorry. It just sounds ridiculous.
Mel, here
you go. What they do for a living.
You can take a look right there.
Oh, so cute. Oxen.
Here's the thing.
They go from. They're roving, like. Undocumented oxen for work for like snacks,
but and they made it look for all the world like the oxen were actually pulling it. And in fact, by the way, here's the happiest young lady in the whole town with her team of oxen.
That is a cranky, grumpy looking little girl. Somebody needs an ice cream cone that is super bad.
That is not something that will be put up anywhere on the site because that would be mean. But basically this, and oh, here you go. Somebody on the crew shoveling some poo.
Oxen poo.
Because oxen poo on the street.
Sure.
Well, road.
So was it more of an oxen parade?
Especially when they pull in a house.
It was because if you look at, and I really wish you guys could see it on the monitor, but if you look at the size of that thing, it's actually on a trailer, and people were asking my cousin about it, and there was a motorized thing at the back of the trailer that was propelling it. The oxen were just for decoration.
Oh, good.
It was pomp and circumstance.
Well, I guess when you're in a small town.
It was oxen pomp and circumstance.
And the oxen didn't have anything else going on that day.
Well, you know, they do their thing. It's not time for the fair yet.
If I was a kid, I would be all about, like, be like, I'm exposing this truth in the school newspaper.
Newspaper. You're cute.
When I was editing my high school newspaper, this would have been the type of story I would have been like all
Jason,
about.
Jason
broke it wide
this is,
open.
This is a small town.
Yeah,
there's no school newspaper.
I bet they do make some type of.
No, thing. No, they don't. Do you know how I know? Because I'm from the small town. They ain't got nothing. That's the whole point of small town news.
Well, my town was bigger than yours, obviously, because I was on the high school newspaper.
There was no high school newspaper.
I don't think we had one either.
Yeah.
I went to continuation school and we had one.
Wow.
That's the suburbs for you.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, well, that's going to do it for Small Town News. Enjoy your oxen, everybody.
They are really cute.
I'll enjoy them right now.
They're really cute unless you've got a shovel after them.
True.
Not so cute then. Or if they gore you with one of their horns. Not cute.
That's not cute.
No, not
that,
at all.
That hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're ruining my fantasy.
I hate to bring reality crashing down upon you right now, Mel.
I see what you did there.
I still haven't found any Crystal Pepsi. I went looking, did not see any on Monday. Very disappointed.
Well, I'll keep our eyes out for you.
I looked in one place. I didn't go...
So you didn't really make an effort.
Well, I did. I made an effort to go to one place. I said, oh, Rayleigh's will probably have this. They did not. Mm. And then I came home.
We don't carry diet caffeine-free Mountain Dew in California.
What's the point of caffeine-free Mountain Dew?
I agree, but it's what my dad prefers.
When did your dad lose his ability to taste?
Ugh, it's disgusting. It's a disgusting, disgusting thing. But yeah. I actually emailed Pepsi, and they said they don't sell it on this side of the country.
Hmm.
Yeah, because why would you subject yourself to diet Mountain Dew with no caffeine?
Right?
That does not even sound...
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of Mountain Dew is to deliver inordinate amounts of caffeine to your
Thank
system.
Thank you!
You know what I bet you could do right now? You could probably go to Amazon, do the Nate Darling show.
He can get it where he lives. I'd have to do that when he comes to visit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can do it that way.
Through the Nate Darling show. I see what you did there.
Exactly.
You guys are clever.
We try. All right, so that's going to do it for us. Well,
are we done?
Right now.
Yeah. I set that up.
But we'll be back on Friday with another fresh new radio-friendly PG-13-ish episode for you. Until then... Enjoy some Van Halen, and we will too, on the Nate Darling Show. Bye bye. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.